often because they have to work. But apart from that, no antibiotics. And I don't think I've had any in the last 30 years or so.
Kate, have you ever used alternative medicine?
Well, the time I remember was during the birth of my second child. My first was a pretty dramatic experience, so I thought I'd go and find out if I could make it easier. I went to a homeopath who gave me a lot of pills and said that when contractions started, I should take one and then, you know, an hour later take another one and an hour later take two. But within half an hour, I'd taken all three bottles and was still in agony.
No.
Yeah.
They had no effect at all?
No.
So did you call the person? These aren't working?
No, I never did, but I wouldn't recommend homeopathy for childbirth.
I can understand why not. So, Adam, what's your take on alternative medicine? Do you have any experience?
One, just one, and I was taking a very long flight from Miami to Vancouver, and I don't like flying, though I don't take anything for it. But when I got there, I was only there for just a few days, and I wanted to enjoy my waking hours, and the jet lag was crazy, so I bought some herbal sleeping pills.
Oh, I see.
So I didn't want to use really heavy, real sleeping pills. I've never used those. So I went to buy some herbal sleeping pills and put them in my bag, and then I got there, and I looked at the package, and it said, take 8, half an hour before bedtime. So I thought that was a lot, but that's what it said, so I took 8. But it was kind of like having a lot of grass in my mouth. It was like swallowing a lot of grass before bed, and it didn't agree with me. So I was like burping up, like a lot of grass, and I was burping so I wasn't sleeping. So I wasn't really convinced about them.
So a great night's sleep.
It was wonderful. A lot of grass.
4.25.
Have you ever used alternative medicine?
Yes.
What did you use?
Acupuncture.
And did it work?
Well, it actually did. I had a terrible time of... I lost my sense of taste and smell.
Wow.
Which started off with a cold, and then I completely lost my sense of taste and smell for about 3 or 4 months, and it was very debilitating, and it was really pretty frightening.
I can imagine.
You suddenly realize that there is no point in eating at all because you can't enjoy any of it, and all the beauty of life kind of goes. It's an incredible thing of not having one of your senses. And somebody recommended acupuncture to me, and I went along and I said, do you think you can do anything about it? And she said, yes, I think I can. She said, so here's a rose, which was in her room.
Right.
And she said, put your nose into it and tell me what you can smell. I put my nose into it, and I couldn't smell anything at all, absolutely nothing at all. And she laid me down, and half an hour of needles later, I got up, and she said, try smelling that rose again. And I put my nose into it, and there was this faint, faint smell of rose, which was the most beautiful thing I've ever smelled in my entire life.
So that was it? You were cured?
No. Well, over the course of the next 2 weeks, very, very slowly, it came back. I was walking down Cambria Avenue, and a woman walked past, and I went, ooh, perfume. And I literally turned and followed her. If she'd seen me, she would have thought I was really weird because I practically had my nose in her hair. But anyway, it all came back.
Wow.
Ever since my children were born. Well, even before my children were born, which is a really long time ago now, we've used alternative medicine. Or as I like to call it, complementary medicine. We use homeopathy. And none of my children ever had an antibiotic while they were growing up. And I think that's something to be proud of. They have used them since they've been adults for various reasons,